好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，神的恩典够我们用。
God's grace is sufficient.
因为他常常用他的话语来带领我们的生命。
Because oftentimes God just guides us with His words.
我们讲道以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们看见你把保罗的生命摊开，让我们去观察。
And we see that you just let us see about Paul's life.
主啊，求你今天继续带领我们吧。
Lord, please continue to guide us today.
我们看见你从马其顿开始赐给他的一个意象，是要回到耶路撒冷。
And we see that you just gave Paul this vision in Macedonia for him to return to Jerusalem.
而且你讲得很清楚，到了耶路撒冷将会有捆锁之灾啊。
And also, you already said that when he has come to the Jerusalem, he will face those persecution.
果然，这件事就应验了。
And it did happen.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
然后现在你又给他一个意象。
Now you give Paul also another vision.
让他去保罗，让他去罗马为你做见证。
For him to go to Rome to testify for you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
接下来的时间，他将沿着去罗马这个意象行走到下一站。
So for the following time, and he will just follow just through your vision, just go through to Rome.
谢谢恩主听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，神的恩典是够我们用的。
God's grace is sufficient for us.
呀，今天讲到的题目是前往罗马。
The sermon title today is Travel to Rome.
呀，前往罗马是他的一个新的意象。
This is a new vision for him to go to Rome.
我们求神就帮助我们吧。
May God help us.
呀，在他行走神道路的当中。
So during this journey for Paul, in his
我们也看见上帝对我们今天有怎样的带领。
And we see how God will guide us.
好，回到今天讲章当中来。
So let's come back to today's sermon.
呀，保罗回到耶路撒冷之后呢，其实逼迫一直不断的。
After Paul returned to Jerusalem, the persecution continued.
呀，仿佛心情也会一下子跌到谷底了，我猜。
And it seemed that his mood suddenly just hit rock bottom.
他心里边会怎么想呢？
What would he think?
怎么来到耶路撒冷，教会的支持去哪了呢？
When he came to Jerusalem, so where's the church's support?
呀，约翰和雅各给对他的照顾又是什么呢？
What kind of the care is from John and James?
那彼得大哥又何在呢？
What about the big brother Peter?
教会的长老们有没有向他伸出援手呢？
So did those church elders give him some support?
呀，这是人生走到心情走到低谷的时候常常遇见的事情和心情，对吧？
So those kind of things once we get to the bottom and the kind of mindset.
但是另外一方面，圣灵又赐下了一个新的意象，来让保罗坚定他的信心，继续走使命之路啊。
However, the vision just given by the Holy Spirit allowed Paul to strengthen his faith and continue on the road of mission.
呀，我们来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
呀，方向中的拦阻。
Obstruction in direction.
呀，圣经说没有意象，民就放肆啊。
The Bible says that where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint.
我们看见保罗从一开始他就是有意象的人。
We see in the very beginning, Paul is a person who has a vision.
从他在安提阿的时候就开始祷告，有马其顿人告诉他，来我们这里帮助我们吧。
So started when he prayed in Antioch, and just the God just told him just to ask him to go to the Macedonia.
然后保罗的三次宣教旅行，圣灵一直都在带领。
The Holy Spirit was leading Paul on all three mission journeys.
啊，福音的果效，甚至也包括神迹奇事，一直伴随着他们。
And also the effect of the gospel, including those miracles, were just always with him.
自从他从雅典开始转到马其顿，开始回耶路撒冷的时候。捆锁灾难就一直伴随着他。
From Athens to Macedonia and to Jerusalem, the persecution just never stopped.
那么请问在捆锁中是否还会有方向呢？
So when he just was the chains, will he still have the direction?
首先罗马成了新的意象。
First, Rome became the new vision.
往往这意象啊都是在苦难当中赐下。
Visions are often given in times of suffering.
我们可能是未必有这样的经历。
We may not have those kind of experience.
但是如果说你是一个遵行使命的人呢？
However, if you're the person, you just follow God's mission.
我想你一定会经历到在苦难中经历意象的这个实践，对吧？
And you may just truly experience that this kind of situation of the suffering in God's vision.
以色列人在埃及受苦四百多年。
The Israelites suffered in Egypt for more than 400 years.
然后神就赐下出埃及入迦南的意象，有没有？
And God just gave them a vision to leave Egypt and enter Canaan.
而且路加记载的时候呢
When Luke recorded this,
使人感到有一种身临其境的感觉。
It just makes us just feel like just we're and just feel like we just can feel the situation.
圣经说，当夜主站在保罗的旁边说，放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。
The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome.
是什么意思，你知道吗？
Do you know what that means?
就是你怎样在耶路撒冷为主受苦，你也要在罗马如何为我受苦。
God means that just as you suffered for the Lord in Jerusalem, you must also bear witness for the Lord in Rome.
然而在苦难当中，你还为我做见证。
And also in persecution, you will testify for me.
那些成功神学的人士，可能这一堂道他就讲不下去了。
So for the people who just preach about the successful the theology, maybe they're not able to stand firm in this kind of message.
他们会觉得信耶稣怎么还会受苦难呢？
They may say, how can the believers experience those kind of a suffering?
信耶稣不是丰衣足食一无所缺吗？
So,To believe in God, isn't that we just have all those that this kind of the rich life?
上帝不是说不喜欢他的儿女受苦吗？
Didn't God say he didn't want his children to suffer?
怎么他会告诉保罗这样的话呢？
Why God just told Paul this kind of
words? 你在耶路撒冷怎样，在罗马也要怎样。
Just as you suffer for the Lord in Jerusalem, and you must bear that suffer the same in Rome.
上帝是把苦难讲得很清楚的告诉我。
God just clearly just tell us about this persecution.
他在约翰福音十四章告诉门徒说，你们在世上有苦难。
In John 14, God told us, in the world you will have persecution.
主从来不撒谎，他讲得很清楚，我们会有苦难的呀。
God just never lied, and He said we will suffer.
你听到这样的话，你还要信耶稣吗？
When you heard this, do you still want to believe in Jesus?
有一天可能我们不定我们当中哪一位，可能也陪着主一起。随着主一起，也效法主一样去被钉十字架，你做好准备了吗
？So just that if one day and you will just follow God to be just a Christian on the cross, would you follow？
我前几天跟曹三强牧师也通了个电话。
A few days ago, I had a phone call at just conversation with the pastor 曹三强。
我就说你明明知道从缅甸回国受捆锁，可能被抓被判刑，怎么你还要回去呢？
So I asked the pastor so you already knew that you may be imprisoned when you just return. That's from the murmur. Why you still go back?
曹三强牧师告诉我说，回中国是神给我的意向，我怎么敢不回呀？
So Pastor 曹三强 said to return to China. That's the vision given to me from God.
所以曹牧师仍然往前走。
So Pastor 曹 he still just moved forward.
判了七年刑了。
He was in prison for 7 years.
现在刑满释放出狱了。
Now he's released from the prison.
我就问他，你是不是还要继续为主继续往前行呢？
I asked him again. I said, Do you still want to move forward?
他说，除了主所赐的道路，难道我们还有别的道路吗？
And he said, Other than the path given by God, do we have other choice?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请问你生命当中有没有上帝给你的意向呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you have the vision given by God?
你的意向是去哪里呢？
So where are you going in God's vision?
你的意向是到何方呢？
So where are you going?
你的意向当中包括受捆锁吗？
In your vision, does that include those bounding?
你的意向包括为主做美好的见证吗？
In your vision, does that include just to testify for God?
我们看看当保罗领受了意向之后，又会发生什么事情？
So let's see after Paul received a vision, what happened?
其次是犹太人欲杀害保罗。
Secondly, the Jews wanted to kill Paul.
我也有时也会觉得奇怪，都是犹太人，本是同根生，为何相煎何太急呢？
Sometimes I just wonder, Just they're all Jews. Why they want to kill their family, their brothers?
但是我们认真想一想当时的光景，可能也不难理解了。
However, if we think about that situation at that time, it's not hard to understand.
因为保罗这个人的存在与他的见证，对于犹太人来讲，本身就是一个威胁。
Because Paul's existence and testimony by itself was a threat to the Jews.
我们不妨去想一想吧。
Think about this.
呀，保罗原本就是犹太人。
Paul was originally a Jew.
而且他还是法利赛人。
And he was also a Pharisee.
Yeah, 甚至他是法利赛人的儿子，他爸爸就是法利赛人。
He's also the son of a Pharisee. His father is a Pharisee.
Yeah, 他不但是法利赛人。
Not only he's a Pharisee.
而且还是逼迫基督徒的法利赛人。
And he was even a Pharisee who just persecuted Christians.
他甚至在法利赛人的鼻祖加马列的手下，一个非常有名的拉比手下受教，他是加马列的高徒啊。
He was a very just the disciple of the famous rabbi at Gamaliel.
但是这个人几年之后在犹太人的面前，突然间这个人就完全变了。
However, after several years, and Paul totally changed.
他变成什么样子呢？
So what's the change?
大家发现他反倒成了他自己原本去逼迫的那些人，就是基督徒了。
So Paul just has become the person he originally came to persecute.
关键是保罗这个人是学养极深啊。
The key is that Paul was extremely knowledgeable.
我们刚才讲了他是加马列的高徒，对不对？
And we also just mentioned he was a disciple of the famous rabbi Gamaliel.
而且这个人的希腊文化的涵养非常的丰富啊。
And also the Greek culture is very rich.
希伯来神学、旧约圣经他也是滚瓜烂熟。
He's very familiar also with the Hebrew theology.
Yeah, 他的旧约文化非常烂熟于胸啊。
And the Old Testament culture he's so very familiar with.
所以当他讲见证，当他讲起道来是引经据典，是朗朗上口，人的听起来是很受用、很中听的。
Therefore, and Paul's preaching is just very knowledgeable and it's very helpful.
所以保罗的见证令到大祭司大感。尴尬。
Therefore, Paul's testimony just left the high priests feel very embarrassed.
甚至是无言以对，不知道说什么好。
And they even just feel kind of speechless about him.
大家体会一下大祭司的那个心情和感受嘛。
So just kind of feel about the high priest that this mindset.
那种很生气又拿他没办法的无奈，当然使得犹太人就心生恨意，起了杀机了。
The feeling of being angry and helpless made the Jew feel murderous.
而且大祭司有独到的眼光，发现什么事情呢？
And also the high priest, he just noticed one thing.
他发现保罗只是轻轻地讲了一句基督从死里复活。
And the high priest just saw that Paul just said a word about Christ's resurrection from the dead.
就令到撒都该人与法利赛人彼此相争起来。
And this caused the Sadducees and the Pharisees to fight against each other.
他会发现这个人太可怕了。
And he just feel like Paul was terrible.
这个人从里边开始的丰富，让大祭司也觉得自己单薄呀。
And the rich inside of Paul just make the high priest feel about himself so inferior to him.
所以最后呢，是不惜一切要杀保罗。
Lastly, do whatever it takes to kill Paul.
你发现没有？现在变成仇恨的平方了。
Do you see? It just kind of just the hatred just go just like the double of that.
要如果说嫉妒使人生仇恨的话呢？
If we say that jealousy just makes people hateful,
那么仇恨就给使人起杀心了。
Then hatred can make people murderers.
要保罗在大马士路上的经历使人嫉妒。
Paul's experience on the Damascus road made people jealous.
那犹太人当然心里边不服气嘛。
Of course, the Jews were dissatisfied.
凭什么你就可以遇见主呢？
How could you just meet the Lord?
那么如果你遇见的是我们所敬拜的这位主耶和华，那么我们是什么呢？
So if the one you really met, that was was the Lord Jehovah. What about us?
难道你所遇到的，你口中所称的这位主真的是上帝吗？
So the one, the Lord that you just proclaimed, is that really true God?
是亚伯拉罕的神吗？
Is he the God of Abraham?
是以撒的神吗？
The God of Isaac.
是雅各的神吗？
And the God of Jacob.
那我们又 情何以堪呢？
Then what should we do?
难道我们所走的路都错了吗？
Is everything wrong for us?
这是犹太人当时感到受威胁了。
That's the threat that the Jews feel.
一旦人有威胁，受威胁的感觉的时候呢？
So when the Jews feel threatened,
仇恨铁定会升级啊。
Then hatred escalates.
呀，原本的只是心生恨意，起了杀机，但是现在就已经回不了头了。
Originally, they only had the murderous intentions. However, now there's no way to return.
所以犹太人已经走到一个不惜一切要杀保罗的地步了。
So now, and the Jews have to reach the point where they want to kill Paul at all costs.
其实你发现没有，敌基督的政权对教会也是类似的心态的。
So did you notice that the Antichrist region also have a similar mentality?
呀，改革开放几十年，信仰自由也不过是一个摆设了。
After decades of reform, the freedom of belief is just like a decoration.
呀，目的其实也很简单了。
The purpose is very simple.
就是来欺骗一下海外基督徒或者海外西方世界民主世界，给他有投资有钱嘛。
So it just used to deceive the overseas investments.
现在骗也骗了，钱也到手了。
So now that they got those monies.
那当然。就该拆十字架毁教堂了吧。
Then it's time to just tear down crosses and destroy churches.
可能有些人想不通为什么会这样子呢？
So maybe some people think, how could that be?
想想道理其实也很简单了。
In fact, the reason is very simple.
信与不信，男妇一恶，总是会分道扬镳的。
Because the believer and the unbelievers cannot carry the same yoke.
而且基督徒的人数一多，党员的人数就会少嘛。
When the number of Christians increases, the number of the party members will decrease.
Yeah, 王震有一次说话说，哎呀，现在基督徒的人数比共产党的人数还要多了。
So one time, Wang Zhen said that now the number of Christians is more than the member of the party.
Yeah, 他在世的时候还是江湖时代，甚至邓的时代啊。
When he was alive, it was the Jiang and Hu's stage.
Yeah, 所以你可想而知。呀，这个敌基督政权对基督徒心里的恐慌可想而知了。
So you can just tell the Antichrist just feel unease about the Christians.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
犹太人的诡计。
Jewish trick.
仇恨到受到威胁的感觉呢？
So from hatred to feeling threatened.
会令人利令智昏的，你相信吗？
It can just make people's mind become dizzy and lost its rationality due to the pursuit of the personal games. Do you agree?
犹太人想杀保罗。
So the Jews wanted to kill Paul.
这总也杀不成。
But they could not.
那怎么办呢？
So what can they do?
杀不成，仇恨会积累的，知道吗？
If they're not able to kill him, the hatred will just accumulate it.
那么同时威胁感也在不断的增加的。
And the sense of the threat is increasing.
于是呢，用诡计用计使诈的选项就大概率的摆在他们面前了。
So the option of deception is most likely before them.
首先是设伏工会弑杀保罗呀。
First, the council ambushed and swore to kill Paul.
这种心存仇恨的人呢，就犹如是法利赛人的笑。
So hateful people are just like the leaven of the Pharisees.
可能会从一个人开始渐渐发展成多人。
Which may begin with one person and gradually grow into many.
圣经记载说，这样同心起誓的有40多人。
The Bible says there were more than 40 who made this conspiracy.
想想其实蛮恐怖的。
It just, when you think about it, it's very horrible.
人生在世有40多个人怀着同样的心思要把你给杀掉，你不觉得可怕吗？
Don't you think it's terrible? In this world, there are more than 40 people who just plan to kill you.
而在客观的时空中呢？
And in this objective, the timeless space.
人一多就有可能在短时间、小空间里搞事情，对吧？
When there are more people, it is possible for things to happen in a short time.
历史当中许多的政变都是在这种情况中发生的。
In history, those kind of the politics kind of change and just happen like that.
罗马的凯撒皇帝就是在元老院里边，被几十人一人一刀把他给捅死的。
So the Caesar's emperor, he was just kind of killed just by those people, just like that.
当然，当年的四人帮被 被抓捕，也是叶剑英华国锋几个小范围里面就把事情给解决了。
So during that time, and that's the four people group, and it's just the same thing with those kind of murder.
所以记得要避免一个小时间、短时间和小空间里都是很危险的。
Therefore, in a short period of time, in a small space, and those kind of is very dangerous.
于是祭司长和长老就开始设计这种短时间、小空间里要搞事情。
Therefore, the high priest and the elders just plan to do that in a short time and a small space.
他们就设计的想等保罗来到公会受审的时候，一个很封闭的环境嘛，就可以像凯撒皇帝在元老院被刺杀那样，不想把保罗也给杀。
They just try to think when Paul came to the council for trial, and then they can just take the time to kill him.
你想想，这个时候四十多人在一个很狭小的空间里边一拥而上，保罗会是怎样的结局啊
？Think about this. It's there more than 40 people in such a small space, and they can just go to swarm Paul and kill him.
感觉上有点像今天美国的党派之争呢。
The feeling is a bit just like the partisanship in the United States today.
就是纽约的法庭对川普来起诉。
That is when Trump is being persecuted in a New York court.
那我也觉得好奇，怎么这样的就 无关川普的事情也要栽赃在他头上呢？
I also just wondered how come this kind of things and just for Trump, they just people just try to just kind of defriend him.
当然，我并不是说川普就是完美无缺，就毫无没有任何的差错，也不是，他也一定有他的状况。我相信。
Of course, I'm not saying that Trump is the perfect, it's no faults.
但是按照不同的媒体报道来看呢？
However, just from those media reports,
看来好像是拜登不愿意或者不敢或者不想与川普正面的对决，去竞选。
So the media just reports that it seems that the Biden did not want to compete the head on with Trump in a campaign.
那就用司法部啊，或者说是民主党的背景的法官呐、啊，用这种下三滥的手段拖住川普，让他没有时间去各地参加竞选活动。
So he just used this kind of dirty tricks to delay Trump, so he did not have the time to participate in the campaign events.
当然，是与不是，我们不下结论。
So actually, we just do not give it any conclusion about this kind of thing.
但是，人类的政治的本身就从来没有光明过，都是黑暗的。
However, the politics by itself, it's just in the darkness.
呀，只不过美国的媒体呢还可以说话。
It's just the media in the U.S. is able just to say something.
老百姓吧，还有言论自由。
And also, and the people in the U.S. they have the freedom of speech.
牧师在讲道的时候，还是可以很坦然的分享各样不同的情况，对吧
？Therefore, in the preaching time, we still can just share about this kind of different that kind of situation.
从终极关怀的角度来讲，就为他们祷告吧。
The ultimate concern is just pray for them.
好，其次是外甥报告给千夫长。
Next, the nephew reported.To the tribune.
所谓人算不如天算呐。
So as the saying goes, God's plan supersedes our own.
要大祭司一个这么核心的一个阴谋，怎么就不知道怎么就被保罗的外甥给听见了呢
？And the high priest of the conspiracy was somehow foiled and just listened by the Paul's nephew.
而且听得很具体啊。
And he heard it very clear.
听见了，他们准备要设下埋伏，要在公会里边杀害保罗。
So now, and the son of the Paul's sister heard of this and ambushed, and so he just went to the barrack and told Paul.
那就外甥打灯笼照旧嘛。
So the nephew just hold on the lamp and just to shine just that for his uncle.
就跑到营楼里来告诉保罗啦。
So he just went to the barrack and told Paul.
呀，如此一来，那保罗就有机会将这个消息告诉给千夫长。
And this way, Paul had an opportunity to tell the tribune the news.
那一场危机就这样被解除了。
And the crisis was averted.
想想神有的时候就是叫人感到奇妙吧。
God is so amazing.
神的恩典总是与爱神的人同在。
God's grace is always with those who love God.
往往他就借着一些不经意的小人物、小事情来成就他的心意。
So God accomplishes will through some.Inadvertent little people and things.
我们不妨想想保罗的外甥怎么就会知道了呢
？So think about this. How did Paul's nephew know?
呀，我们发现他来找保罗的时候呢
？When he came to Paul,
保罗也仿佛很轻易的就让百夫长领着这个少年人去见千夫长。
So Paul seemed to very easily just be able to ask the centurion, just take this young man to the tribune.
这些条件是怎么具备的呢？
How did those conditions that just kind of prepare?
按常理说，保罗的身份是犯人呐。
So by just that, supposedly the Paul he was a prisoner.
一个百夫长凭什么要听他的？
So why should the centurion listen to Paul?
千夫长的态度也很奇怪。
The tribune's attitude was also very strange.
圣经说他领着这个少年人去见千夫长。
So the Bible said that and he just hold the nephew's hands and to see.
千夫长见到保罗的外甥还拉着外甥的手。
And he also just hold the nephew's hand.
圣经说还私下问着把他拉到一个没有人的地方详细查问这件事情。
And also, and he also just asked him just privately.
这些情况的发生本身就不简单。
All these things that happen is not simple.
没有神的恩典与掌管难发生。
Without God's the grace and the sovereignty, it could not happen.
好，最后连夜赶往该撒利亚。
Finally, rushing to Caesarea overnight.
我们发现这整个过程当中，所有发生的都环环相扣。
So everything that happened was just interconnected.
好像每件事情都是恰到好处。
Everything just happened. It's just about right.
千夫长知道了这件事之后呢？
When the tribune learned about this,
他就立即行动起来了。
He immediately took action.
外甥就告诉千夫长。
The nephew told the tribune,
你切不要随从他们，因为他们有40多人埋伏，已经起誓说，若不先杀保罗，就不吃不喝。现在预备好了，就只等你应允了。
He said, "But do not be persuaded by them, for more than 40 of them, of the their men are lying to ambush for him, who have bound themselves by an oath, neither to eat nor drink till they have killed him."
一个罗马公民就死在千夫长的眼前，这事儿闹大了。
So if there's a that the Roman, the citizen just died in front of the tribune, that would be a trouble.
千夫长当然不想担这个责任嘛。
Of course, the tribune doesn't want to take on this responsibility.
保罗是个罗马公民啊。
Paul was a Roman citizen.
又没有定罪，如果死在自己的任上，那谁来担这个责任呢？
And Paul has not been convicted. If he died here, and who will bear the responsibility?
想想还是将责任往上传吧。
So we thought about this, and he just uphold the
responsibility. 所以就将保罗送到巡抚腓力斯那里去了。
So just sent Paul to the governor Felix.
我想，做这个决定应该是千夫长此时此刻的一个最佳选项了吧。
I think it just should be the tribune's best option at this time.
好，事不迟疑，千夫长便叫了两个百夫长来说，预备步兵200，马兵70。长枪手200，今夜亥时往该撒利亚去。
Without any hesitation, then he just called two of the centurion and said, "Get ready 200 soldiers with 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen to go as far as Caesarea."
有没有看到这个千夫长的这个战略战术是很高明的
？Do you see the strategy for this the centurion? It's very good.
他是完全知己知彼的。
He just knew about all the situation.
他要打一场仗，他一定是十倍于对方的兵力，他才去打这个仗。
To fight a battle, he just prepared the power just like 10 times.
他了解到对方有40个人是好像敢死队一样这么凶猛的人。
And he knew that the 40 people, they're just kind of like the warrior.
他不是一般的人哦。
They're not ordinary people.
可能身上有拿刀、有拿剑的、拿斧头的。
Maybe they have the weapon.
好，那他就预备了大概十倍于这40，将近400人的400-500人的兵力啊。
Therefore, he prepared like 10 times of the power.
那甚至还有长枪手啊。
And they even have this the spearmen.
最关键不是白天走啊。
And also, they don't go.During the daytime.
亥初的时间大概是晚上9点钟出发。
The third hour of the night, that is about the night and the, about 9 p.m.
所以这个千夫长是做了充足的预备了。
Therefore, and the centurion just made the just prepared this very, very fully.
如此充足的预备来对付犹太人的诡计，谁有这个大能啊？
So who has this kind of power to just trick about the tricks of the Jews?
有没有看见上帝的手呢？
Do you see God's hands?
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
抵达该撒利亚。
Arriving at Caesarea.
该撒利亚是一个什么样的地方呢？
What kind of place is Caesarea?
该撒利亚今天仍然它的遗址还列在海边上。
So today, the Caesarea is still just there.
它大概是耶路撒冷的西北方向。
It's a northwest side of northwest of the Jerusalem.
这个地方最早是西顿的国王在这里先有一些最初的建设吧。
It was the very beginning as the king decided has that established there.
这个地方是一个通往地中海的一个大码头啊。
It's just a place that the harbor and just go to the Mediterranean Sea.
军事和商业价值极高。
It has a very high value. It is in military and also in the business.
当主前的165年左右的时间呢
？During 165 BC.
罗马帝国开始统治整个地中海的时候呢
？So when the Roman Emperor just in charge of the Mediterranean Sea.
那该撒利亚也成了罗马帝国犹大省的省府所在地了。
Caesarea was the capital of the province of the Judah and the Roman Emperor.
巡抚和希律王都住在这里。
So the governor and the king Herod and they lived there.
特别是巡抚菲利斯住在那里。
Especially the governor Felix lived there.
与本案有关的不在希律王，是在菲利斯了。
And the king Herod, he's in the in Felix.
这就是该撒利亚的大概的情况。
That's the general situation in Caesarea.
首先是护送保罗周全抵达。
First, escort Paul arrived thoughtfully.
千夫长为保周全，他真的不惜动用了将近500的兵力。
In order to ensure safety, the tribune just did not hesitate to use nearly 500 troops.
而且是夜晚9点-10点左右出发。
And also, he just set out around the 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
不仅如此，千夫长还千叮咛万嘱咐保罗的外甥，你不要告诉别人，你把这个事告诉我了。
Not only that, but the tribune just also charged Paul's nephew, "Don't tell anyone that you reported this to me."
他们的目的是要让保罗从该撒利亚出发了，从耶路撒冷出发，直到该撒利亚那里去了。
The purpose is for Paul to just safely move just from Jerusalem to
Caesarea. 我们发现保罗出行见巡抚不是坐囚车哦。
So when Paul went to meet the governor, he did not go in just a prison cart.
也没有让这些囚犯走路步行去啊。
And also not on foot.
乃是预备了牲口，可能是驴，让保罗骑上去。
Instead, animals were just prepared for Paul to ride on, maybe just by the donkey.
当然也有可能是马了。
Of course, maybe by horse.
为什么说可能是驴呢？
Why I said that maybe it's by donkey.
因为如果是预备马的，都会让保罗骑着马去，就会这么讲。
It's because if it's by the horse, then the Bible would say just let Paul just ride on the horse.
圣经说是预备了牲口让保罗骑上。
So the Bible only said just prepare the animals.
这个牲口在100多年前的中文的语境当中就是驴的意思。
The animals in 100 years ago in this the Chinese language it's that means the donkey.
从原文当中来看呢，也是指向驴的概率比较高了。
In original, the context also just pointed to the donkey.
而且不是押送，而且讲得很清楚是护送。
And it is not to be escorted, but to be convoyed.
千夫长是护送一个罗马公民到巡抚腓力斯那里去。
So he just convoyed that Paul to the governor Felix.
这里的点点滴滴让人不禁想到上帝的丰富供应啊。
Everything here just allow us to see God's rich provision.
是神让不可能发生的事情，就发生在保罗的身上。
God allowed the impossible to happen to Paul.
当时保罗所临到的待遇呢，也成为当地的教会的一个鼓励和安慰了。
So what Paul just received those kind of grace became an encouragement and comfort of the church.
我猜雅各和约翰当时在教会里边也应该会是比较难过吧。
I just guess maybe James and John in the church, they just feel very sad.
宣教士回到教会了，没有照顾好，反倒被一场纷争卷入，并且被逮捕，呀，缔结去到该撒利亚了。
And because the missionary just came back, did not just receive the good the treat, but he just was persecuted and was sent to the Caesarea.
所以上帝在这里的作为呢，也让当地的教会受到了安慰了。
Therefore, God's deeds, God's word, has also become an encouragement and comfort for the church.
也如同曹三强牧师被捕、被判刑，我们心里也很难过，一个道理。
It's the same, just like when Pastor Cao Sanqiang was in prison, and it's the same meaning.
我当时也曾经劝过他，别回国了，就待在美国吧，接下来的日子会蛮危险的。
So before that, and I just mentioned to just a pastor, tell stay in the U.S. and don't go back to China, because you will face those kind of danger.
但是当曹三强告诉我说他的意向在中国的时候，我们心里也得安慰，也得鼓励了。
So during the time when Pastor Paul mentioned that his vision is in China, so our heart was comforted from what he said.
虽然他现在是三无人员，无护照、无证件、无身份证。那但是他还是出来了，我们心里面也是得安慰的。
Even though now he just leave the prison without his passport and his identity and all those kind of things, but we still feel comforted for him.
其次是千夫长就休书一封。
Next, the tribune wrote a letter.
不是写休书啊。
It's not just write a letter to divorce.
休书一封就是写一封书信的意思。
So,That means I'm just saying he just wrote a letter.
方舟阿姨问我休书一封什么意思啊
？When the minister Flora just asked me, so what do you mean just to write this letter?
为何写得如此文绉绉的呢
？Just write just like a literature.
我说不就是为了每一个标题的字数是相同嘛？
And I said, just because for each subtitle, I have the same number of the characters.
就尽可能写得稍稍文雅一点。
So make it just more, just proper.
千夫长写信属于下级向上级的公文往来的平常事，对吧？
Writing a letter from the tribune is a common exchange of the official documents from subordinates to superiors.
那么他的信中写些什么东西呢？
So what's the contents in the letter?
主要的要点要说明什么呢？
So what is the point of this letter?
他很想说明说，哎，是犹太人抓着保罗，而不是我哟。
The point in the letter that is that it was Jews who captured Paul, not him.
他需要撇清这个责任嘛。
He wants to just clarify whose responsibility.
而且他特别要声明是，当他知道保罗是罗马公民的时候，他就有心要救。
And when he learned that Paul was the Roman citizen, he was determined to save him.
而且经过初步的审讯，没有发现保罗有什么罪啊。
After the preliminary interrogation, Paul was not found guilty of anything.
腓力斯大人呐、啊，这可不是我要抓他，我要去逮捕他，跟我没关系的。
So Governor Felix, it's not me. I want to capture him.
都是耶路撒冷的那些犹太人，他不依不饶啊。
It's just the Jews in Jerusalem.
甚至还想在下一场聆听和分诉的时候一拥而上，将保罗给杀害啊。
They even wanted to swamp Paul and kill him during the next hearing.
你看看我得到这个消息以后怎么办呢
？So look at me. When I received the news, what would I do?
我秉着对我们罗马皇帝的尊敬啊。
So just from the respect for the Roman emperor.
也对我们罗马公民的爱护啊。
Also the love for Roman citizens.
要不得不将保罗送到能力远超过我的巡抚大人腓力斯先生这里啊。
I have to send Paul to the governors. He is far more capable than me.
由您来主审应该是最为合适的。
It is most appropriate for you to preside over trial.
我们在这里看到千夫长既守住了官场规矩，也卸掉了一个包袱，算是松了一口气吧。
So it should be said that the tribune was just relieved that he had abided by the rule of the officialdom and was relieved.Of a burden.
人在做事，天在看呢。
When the people is doing things, God is watching.
人又哪里知道神在掌管我们的心思意念呢
？How would they know? Actually, God is in charge of our mind.
好，最后是候审在希律衙门里呀。
Finally, awaiting trial in Herod's Praetorians.
保罗在该撒利亚一住就是两年多。
Paul lived in Caesarea for more than 2 years.
我当时马上想，哎，他会不会在该色列亚留一些著作呢？留一些书信呢
？I wonder if Paul left some writing behind.
我查了很多资料了。
After consulting many sources,
查保罗书信的写作时间地点，你上网查这个资料多得很。
You can just go online. It's just fine. And the time and when Paul wrote those letters.
我发现没有发现哪一卷书讲明是在该撒利亚写的呀。
I did not find any book was written in Caesarea.
难道保罗在该撒利亚这两年就白过了吗？
Did Paul just spend 2 years in Caesarea for nothing?
但是我们同时又发现什么呢
？But at the same time, I also found that.
这保罗人到了罗马之后，马上就发表了很多书信了。
When Paul arrived Rome, he just published this, many, letters.
其中有八卷书信都在罗马写的。
So there were just, the eight books that was written in the.Then, was published in Rome.
有些解经家的认为，保罗这八卷书信应该是在该撒利亚预备的。
Some commentator believe that Paul prepared the writing of eight books in Caesarea.
这八卷书信分别是哪些书信呢
？So what are those eight books?
希伯来书、以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书、提摩太前后书，然后提多书和腓立门书，这八卷书信都在罗马发表的。
So, namely, Hebrews, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, Titus and Philemon.
但是我们发现这八卷书信中的许多书信都需要用时间思考的。
However, we just think about those eight books, it takes time to think.
一到罗马这么短的时间，怎么可能写出这样的书信呢
？How could Paul just suddenly publish those eight books in Rome so quickly.
所以往回推算的话，他应该是手稿，应该都是在，应该在该撒利亚去准备和完成的。
So just looking back, it's very reasonable to see that the Paul completed this in the Caesarea.
我专门讲这一段什么意思呢
？So what is the reason I just mentioned this?
我们不应该说只有保罗是能写作的人，我们就不写，对吧？
We just cannot say only Paul can write and we're not able to.
每一个基督徒大大小小多多少少高高低低都应该是成为一个作家。
Every Christian, more or less, can also be a writer.
如果我们愿意写出我们的灵修和见证，就可以成为多人的祝福与鼓励，你知道吗？
If we're willing just to write the devotion journal testimony, and it will be
a
blessing to others.
我就很想到明年开始我们教会。每天可能都有一个弟兄姐妹把灵修发表在会众群里边，用写的或者讲的 来给弟兄姐妹彼此鼓励嘛。
So I'm just thinking, just starting from next year, every day we can just publish our this devotional journal to be the encouragement to brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 不要写来写去就那么几个人嘛。
Don't be always just only a few brothers and sisters to write this.
愿神带领我们教会。
May God guide our church.
让我们的教会每一位都有可能成为像保罗那样为主去写作的人呐。
And let our church just be like Paul and be able just to write.
可能我们写的见证当中的某一句话就成为弟兄姐妹的一个鼓励啊。
Maybe in our writing and some of the words just become the encouragement for us.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神赐给保罗的意象就是前往罗马了。
The vision God gave Paul was to go to Rome.
那么人领受意象的同时，也难免会经历撒旦的搅扰和破坏。
When people receive vision, they will inevitably experience Satan's disruptions.
甚至也会经历一些艰难险阻、一些危险的光景，对吧
？Also, we may experience the difficulties and the obstacles.
但是我们会发现，在这个过程当中，我们铁定也会经历神的恩典、保守、看顾。
However, in this process, we will definitely experience God's grace, protection, and care.
在接下来的时间里边呢
？In the following time.
这个前往罗马的意向
，The vision of going to Rome，
也将会伴随着保罗直到罗马。
Will also accompany Paul until Rome。
我们会看到一条线拉着保罗去到罗马。
Then we will see this line just take Paul to Rome。
没有这条线，人生就迷茫啊。
Without this line, the life will be puzzled。
请问你有你的意向吗
Let me ask you, do you have the vision?
上帝有没有赐给你一个罗马的意象？
Did God give you the vision to Rome?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你赐给保罗有一个前往罗马的意象。
You gave Paul this vision to go to Rome.
你看见撒旦在这个意象的过程当中赐下了许许多多搅扰和困难。
Also, we see also Satan just said in this God's vision also gave some kind of disruption.
主啊，这也是你允许的。
Lord, that is permitted by you.
你为的是要磨练、考验你的儿女。
And in order that is for you to just test your children.
求神帮助每一位弟兄姐妹都成为一个心中有意向的人。
Lord, please help each one of us be the person who has a vision.
帮助我们在行走人生道路的时候，让我们晓得如何去跟随主所赐的意象。
So just help us just to see how to follow your vision when we walk on the path.
谢谢恩主，听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.